Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
You think you know me?
And welcome everybody to the final Raw Post Show of 2014, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com. If you're listening on TuneIn Radio, thanks for joining us. Just if you're not, you can search Wild Talk Radio Network if you have the TuneIn Radio app. We're streaming there when you're on the go. I am Sir Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward.
Sup?
I was not expecting that. She throws me off my game all the time. It's amazing. We are presented, as always, by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion action figure review needs. And tonight, we were taken over by Edge and Christian.
ENC, baby. ENC. All is right with the world.
All is right with this world. And they had this debate. Are we going to do the Cutting Edge? Are we going to do the Peep Show? Cutting Edge or the Peep Show? And what do
pose they... off. Pose off. Pose off.
Well, we'll get to a pose off here in a minute. But they chose the Cutting Edge Peep Show with Seth Rollins. And that would happen in our main event. And then, well, Christian followed along with what Edge was going with, and well, you know, maybe we should do Rusev, and he should face Dolph Ziggler in a champion versus champion match, and then, well, both men would be completely naked.
Okay, no Rusev, yes Ziggles, and Lana.
Christian threw in Lana at the end, which the crowd went, yes, please.
Yeah.
And Christian wanted to know if the people want to see Daniel Bryan return. And, well, they were happy for that. But would they be happy at the end of the night? Then they gave us what we've all been wanting, that 5-second pose. Well, that was to be interrupted by Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman introduced himself and greets the peeps in the Edge. Paul says that he cannot help but wonder why a man with a broken neck who can never wrestle again, a man who has far too many concussions to ever wrestle again, would swim in the shark-infested waters that are infested by the biggest unmerciful predator in the WWE universe, the reigning, defending, and undisputed WWE champion, Brock Lesnar. So the first piece of news is Christian can never wrestle again.
Yeah, apparently this was Christian's farewell because he's officially retired, which none of us knew until now. Right. Thanks, guys!
I guess they made the decision of, oh, wait, he can never wrestle again because of too many concussions.
Guess so.
I guess. And then Paul says, one bad hair smack across the face or both of you could end up in a wheelchair for the rest of your lives, but his client has no desire to break a neck or end the career of two men whose careers are already over. His client, the Conqueror, who wants to penetrate the virgin neck of John Cena.
This is a PG show, Paul. PG show. Let's keep it clean.
Now, you could take that many, many ways. We know that John Cena has probably penetrated many necks. Mainly Nikki Bella's lately.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's... If you probably go to fan fiction, and you can probably see some Brock Lesnar, John Cena fiction of penetration coming soon. So John Cena came out. John says the only reason he won't knock Brock clean into 2004 if he does is that he doesn't want Brock to limp into the match at the Rumble. He says he'll take the title away from Brock at the Rumble, and he has a gift for Paul Heyman, grabs him, but Brock goes after him. Cena gets him up on the shoulders, goes for the AA, but Brock gets out. And that was the tease of Brock and Cena for the night, right there.
Yep.
Good stuff, good opening segment, good use of Edge and Christian. They were funny, they were entertaining.
It just added the right amount of humor and also
seriousness at the same time.
Yeah, seriousness at the same time when it needed to. There's just something about, especially when Edge is in the ring, that there's just magic happens and it's awesome.
Now we need to talk about the big story of the evening, and we should just get right to it because it took WWE 2.5 hours. We should just sort of...
Yeah, we were all sitting here waiting for it and waiting for it and waiting for it. So, and it's like, when are we going to see it? When are they going to tell us?
So at about 5:20 this afternoon, I was sent a picture from Tumblr, and it was a tweet. And it's still on the iPad, so I can read it. And I quote, "Everyone comes to a crossroads in their life, and I've come to mine. I look forward to telling you all about it tonight on Raw." That was a tweet from Daniel Bryan. So Daniel Bryan, at about 10:30, came to the ring. And he says it's been an honor to be in this ring, and he said, "You would have thought the little kid from Aberdeen, Washington, who was always labeled to be a plus player, could have made event at WrestleMania. Nobody. Except you guys. Thanks to the fans, he got to beat Randy Orton, Triple H, and Batista in one night to win the WWE Championship. That opportunity was given to him by you guys. 5 days after WrestleMania, he married the woman of his dreams and had the best week of his life. Then everything changed. 2 days later, he got home from his honeymoon. His dad had died. He wasn't there for his dad." Daniel Bryan choked up at this point. A month later, he had a career-changing injury that required surgery.
This is where y'all started crying.
Yeah. The doctors didn't know what to do at that point. All you could do was sit at home and watch. Being in front of you is all that could take the pain away. This is what he loved. This is what he dreamed about. All he wanted to do is perform in front of you. There isn't anyone who cheered louder than he did when Dolph Ziggler pinned Seth Rollins to send the Authority out of the power. It hurt because he couldn't be there for that. The doctors didn't have any answers. Bryan says he called people, he even talked to Edge. You get to the point where you have to make a decision about whether it's all worth it or not. Because you have supported him his entire career, he made a special request to make the announcement in front of everyone. And he poses, "Is my career over?" He is at his crossroad. And well, what was his decision, Lindsay?
No, it's not.
He is back, he's ready to fight, and he's ready to compete. And the question is, will I be in the Royal Rumble?
Yes. So we have our second entrant into the Royal Rumble with Daniel Bryan making his triumphant return to the WWE. Yay!
So Daniel Bryan is back. He's entering the Royal Rumble. That was really the big story of the night.
Yeah,
to that point.
To that point.
Yeah, to that point.
Then they topped it.
Then they did top it, which was awesome, and we'll get to that here in a bit. So, yeah, Daniel Bryan's back. He will be competing in the Royal Rumble, so the little goat. Yeah. What did you
By
say?
The way, give Daniel Bryan all the slammies for that performance, because it was great.
It was just simply amazing. We were both sitting here talking, and we just sort of went, oh, shit.
Oh, we were silent while he was talking, because it's, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? We don't know. Oh, crap. He's going over his life history. Oh, crap. And then he's like, am I done? No. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Right. Now, here's the thing. You mentioned something very interesting. You mentioned life history.
Uh-huh.
We sort of got that about 2 hours earlier from the Ryback. He talked about his time, you know, coming into the business. He talked about how he was in the Tough Enough finals and the Millionaire Tough Enough and got cut. He talked about breaking his being depressed for about a year. Then he started watching the pay-per-views, and, yeah. And then, well, he worked at a barbecue joint in Louisville. He vowed to return to the WWE. He read The Secret. He returned to wrestling, then he debuted in Nexus. He had his dream job, broke his ankle in 3 places. He continued to wrestle, and he broke his leg to his knee. Showed us the scar. Had 2 surgeries. The doctor said he couldn't wrestle again, but Ryback was born to return to WWE, and he did. And he stands here, and he says, he has something to say to Russo. This won't be USA versus Russia. This is one big guy kicking another big guy's ass thing. Ryback says he takes the negatives and turns them into positives. He takes the negative, and he tells Russo, feed me more. Go ahead.
I didn't like this. And it's just simply because I don't care for Ryback. I will admit that this is one of the better promos because it was him being him being real, him being honest. And I could learn to like him if there was more of that. With him just being growling and snarling and nasty all the time, it's really hard to like him for me because to me it doesn't feel like there's any depth or any substance. He's just this big meathead guy that comes out and beats everybody up. This actually showed that there was depth to him. There is something more to him than what we get to see every week. And I think if they were able to show that, that might make him a little bit more likable. That being said, it feels like this is a really desperate attempt on either the writers or Ryback's or somebody's part to get over. Because we've tried everything else with him. It hasn't really worked. So it's, let's do the sob story, sad story. I'm going to tell my personal history type thing. And then say, you know, tell my opponent, I'm just going to kick your ass.
And I think the promo was about 2 months too late. Like, when he first came back, this would have been an awesome promo. It would have really rallied the people behind him. But he's been around for 2 months, and now he sort of just sort of, yeah, it felt felt too late in the game. I don't know. They could have done it differently. He's better when he doesn't growl, but it's hard to care about the Ryback.
Yeah, I mean, the character just, it doesn't do anything for me. Like I said, he comes off as a big meathead guy that just beats people up, and I'm just not attracted to those kind of characters. He's, you know, in my point of view, he's very one-dimensional. I know there are people out there that love him, and that's great that they love him, but he doesn't do anything for me. And it's like, you tried really hard. He did give a great speech. They showed flashback videos of him in Tough Enough and of him in the Nexus, and we're all sitting here going, okay, don't show certain members other of the Nexus who have, you know, kind of been repackaged.
Right. Thankfully, he was new Nexus, not old Nexus, so we were good.
Yeah, we were good. This was original Nexus. The actual original beating that got Daniel Bryan fired, which was kind of funny.
Right.
That's what they showed.
Yeah, they showed that. So basically, what you're telling me, you can't connect to the Ryback.
I just can't connect to him. He doesn't do anything for me. There's no spark for me.
Now, can you connect to to Cesaro.
I'm trying really hard to. I like Cesaro. I think he's a great wrestler. But I think he and Tyson could be really cute together. I thought he was really cute with Swagger. I'm not necessarily 100% emotionally invested in Cesaro.
Well, the WWE decision makers are with you because they're telling him he doesn't connect to the people. You know, he won the Battle Royal at WrestleMania. It was supposed to be his year. He delivers, though. He may not connect, he delivers every single time in the ring. The WWE Universe, he doesn't care about connecting with any of us. He doesn't care about the pageantry or the fancy entrances. He only cares about what he does in the ring. No one can compare to him when he gets between these four ropes. Then he said, four sides. And then he tells anyone to just come out and challenge him. And, well, Cesaro.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news!
And everybody popped.
As Wade Barrett made his return, and it's him, it's BNB. He tells Cesaro he has some bad news. You may not be care about connecting with these people. These people will be something connecting night. It'll be his bullhammer with Cesaro's shiny head, and then they had a match. And it was a solid match between the two, which saw Wade Barrett winning. So, there you go.
Very happy to see Barrett back.
Luke Harper beat Jack Swagger on this show.
Luke, stop with the southern accent! I'm going to say it every week till he does it. You're not southern. Stop it! Just stop it!
We had a Dolph Ziggler Rusev match tonight, which was actually a pretty good match between the two. It ended when Rusev wouldn't stop kicking, so he got disqualified. Then he put the accolade on Ziggler in the ropes, and that's when Ryback made the save, and then he did his promo. So we had Ziggler, we had Ryback, we had Rusev. Things are continuing. They kept Ziggler strong, they kept Rusev strong, and they're continuing the program.
For what little interest is in the program?
Right, Nikki Bella beat Natalya tonight on Monday Night Raw. Wasn't much of a match. The main plot point was Tyson Kidd caught Nikki as she fell off the apron.
Natty had a mad.
Natty was not happy with that. We have brand new WWE Tag Team Champions as the Usos defeated Miz and Miz Dow tonight on Monday Night Raw. Good match, but shame that the Miz and Miz Dow lost.
I know! I really love them as tag team champions! It's too short.
So the stunt belts go away for now.
But we still get the stunt slamming.
We do get the stunt slamming. We mentioned Luke Harper. He defeated Jack Swagger tonight on Monday Night Raw. We had a special moment with John Cena and Edge backstage. They were, you know, talking about all the things they did to each other, and Christian talk about Edge catching on briefcase. Edge and go. They went back and forth, and then Christian reminded Cena about the time he attacked Cena, slapping Cena's father at his home. And while they provided an awkward moment, Christian went, he exited the stage right at that point.
He bailed.
And then we had, you know, Cena said they had many battles, but he also remembers two guys who were told they would never have a chance, and they became two of the best. Cena thanks Edge for what he did, and said he's earned his respect in and out of the ring. So it was a touching moment.
It was.
We had Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins tonight. They went about 16 minutes. Then it ended in disqualification when Big Show pulled out Roman Reigns, and then tossed him over the table, and people went crazy because he put the table on top of him, and oh my god, is Roman Reigns hurt? This is bad booking of Roman Reigns, because if he's supposed to be in your main event, he should be dominating, not being tossed around right by the Big Show. And yeah, that's my thought on that one, because if Big Show can do this, what the hell is Brock going to do to him?
Very, 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 very nasty things.
So, yeah. You're trying really hard to make Roman Reigns an underdog when he's supposed to be brooding powerhouse. It just, I don't know, it's missing something for me. They had a good match, but it's just missing something. If I'm supposed to believe in him, it's not working out the right way yet.
I want to connect to Roman. I really do. There's just... It's like, Roman's hot. He's very nice to look at. That's not enough for me. Again, it goes down to substance, and so far it doesn't seem like there's a lot of substance with Roman. And I know we're just getting to know him because I know he just came back, and we really didn't get to know him before he went out for his hernia surgery.
What? Not an ulcer?
Shut up.
No,
dick, I swear to God.
Hey, you put... The way you said hernia, you know, I had to go there.
Yeah, I know. It was intentional. So, but... Yeah, I mean... I just need more from Roman. And I don't know what more I need, but it's just... There's just something there that isn't there that I need, and I'm not sure what it is yet, but I can't connect to Roman. It's like, yeah, he's pretty, he's hot, he's sexy, he's all these different things, but he just, you know, wrestling-wise, doesn't really do anything for me.
So last week, last Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it was, people were all in a frenzy. Oh my God, Bray Wyatt was taken out in an ambulance after Monday Night Raw last week. That's correct. He was. Because they filmed the promo in the ambulance for this week. That was tremendous.
Oh, the promo in the ambulance?
Yeah. Everyone freaking out over the ambulance last week, and hey, look, they used it.
And we're sitting here like, it's for a show.
Yeah.
It's gotta be for a show. It's a promo or it's something. It's... Yeah, because they wouldn't have the fans see that unless something else is going on. So, but yeah, it was a great promo on his part. We're getting an ambulance match next week on Raw, which should be interesting. I hope they give them the time for it.
Right. Bray said that everything will be taken to a place where life begins and everything must come full circle. You and I have come to the point of no return. This is where our great journey ends. It is too late for you, Ambrose. They will not be able to resuscitate him because he is already dead. Bray says he alone has his soul. He has his soul. And then the ambulance drove away. Amazing promo there, right there. But the bigger story is what happens on SmackDown.
Yeah! We're getting Edge and Christian on SmackDown. They're doing the Cutting Edge Peep Show again. And, well, who are their guests? Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt. Lindsay's ovaries literally went, toosh!
I heard them go, shh. Yeah. Yeah, they did.
It's like, oh my God, they're not going to know what to do with Bray or Dean, and it's just going to be Edge and Christian trying to pull them apart the entire time. Because Dean's going to go for Bray. Like, just automatic. Do not pass go. Do not pass to get $200. Just
go.
Go. But I find the promo interesting because Bray said that he's already dead, which he said before.
Right.
But that he alone has his soul.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is the first time Bray's mentioned that he's really had a soul.
Yeah.
Just kind of interesting keywords.
Keywords and just things to think about. So, Edge and Christian are backstage. They have their kazoos. They're playing them. It's a shame that Eric Rowan was at a house show not playing kazoos with Edge and Christian, because that would have been amazing. Really, really amazing. But that did not happen. However, they're playing music. They did a song about The Miz. Miz says maybe he should be setting a meeting with his agent. Edge then brings out his stunt double, the stunt puppet. Miz says he's not in a mood. Miz demands a match for a rematch for the title. Since they're demanding a match, they will get the match, but not for the title, since it's not against the Usos. It's against a mystery team, and that mystery team was Connor and Victor. Yes, the Ascension has risen. And yes, they squash Miz and Miz down. Hey, another Ascension squash match that we haven't seen already, and they... It's a wait and see.
The fans really didn't know what to do with them, which for most
debuts, they really don't. It's going to be a wait and see with the Ascension. It really is, because I want to be impressed, but it's like the thing is, they need to figure out how to shoot the Fall of Man, and they need to figure out how to shoot it right, because every time they shoot it, they do it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see them missing. That's the thing. Like, they need to shoot it from an angle where it looks like they're actually hitting the person, as opposed to them both very, very clearly missing by half a foot.
Right.
Or something like that. So it just, it's the angle that they shoot the Fall of Man, because especially tonight, it did not look that impressive. It really didn't look that good. And they really didn't have a good match. And they're supposedly this really awesome tag team, but I kind of have yet to see them put in a really awesome match. So.
Yeah, haven't seen that moment yet from them.
And I really want to see it.
Right. So the storyline throughout the last hour was Seth Rollins wants to do a New Year's toast with John Cena, then he invites Brock Lesnar as well. So we have the peep show. They called Seth Rollins a bunch of names, including General Zod 2000 and the Walking Pile of Suck, which I laughed at. So Seth Rollins comes out, they ask about the champagne. Did the Geek Squad get their computers fixed? Why is that why they're celebrating? That was a funny line. Seth says it's an honor for him to be on the first ever Cutting Edge Peep Show. Seth says this is special for him because Edge and Christian are his heroes. Yay, heroes. But he wants to be better in 2015. Even though 2014 was really good, he wants to be better in 2015. Seth Rollins says he wants a celebration for a new Seth Rollins. He needs somebody who sees the value in personal valuation. At the end of the year, he wants to bring out his good friend, the Big Show. Some Big Shows out there. Seth Rollins says it's a new year, new us. There's one other guy who wants to bring out for a toast. The man who made him see the wave in his errors. He brings out John Cena, but there's no John Cena. Ed says that Seth is failing miserably because he doesn't have any charisma. Seth says he doesn't need to be Edge because he's better than you. Ed says Seth couldn't be better than him even if he had a live sex celebration with the big goiter right over there. Yes, we had a live sex celebration reference. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
Seth says he didn't want John to come out to propose the toast for 2015. He says that he wants something from John. Seth says he didn't want it to come to this, but if you're going to come out here, you're not going to come out here, then you're forcing his hand. In turn, it leaves him no choice but to force his hand. Seth Rollins hits Christian with the briefcase, and then they push Edge to the ground. Big Show is holding him down, and then he wants John to come out because he thought John respected Edge. He said he would paralyze Edge if he has to, and John Cena comes out but gets stopped, and then over and over and over, he says, I want something from you, John. I want something from you. He talks about how, John, this is a husband. Wait, what? Edge and Beth Phoenix got married? What?
Yeah, I wasn't aware that they got married, but hey, congratulations if they did.
He's a father. He's a little kid at home. If you ever want him to play with his child, hold him in his hand, you will give him what he wants. So tells John, if you don't believe him, you can test the waters. You see Mr. Hustle, loyalty, and respect. He says Edge wishes John would save him right now. Seth wants John to bring the authority back, or he will paralyze this man, and it'll be on your conscience forever. Seth dares him to test him, but he doesn't want John to take another step. John tells Seth to stop. He says, okay, and then they get the mic. And he begrudgingly says, I'll bring back the authority. So, he celebrates getting the authority back. He says, what a way to end the year. He says, you know him better. He's going to kill him anyway. He goes for the curb stomp. Cena comes in, spears him. Show then knocks out Cena. Rollins curb stomps Cena. Paul Heyman, they all go celebrate. Seth Rollins, Jamie Noble, Rollins, Mercury on the stage. Heyman and Brock Lesnar join in on the fun. Heyman and Rollins shake hands. All is right with the world. The authority is coming back next week on Monday night. Wait a minute. What's that sound? Oh, it's the authority with champagne themselves. That's right.
Hey, it's almost like they were in the building.
Stephanie and Hunter are back. They're back in charge. The authority is back. Hooray. Great ending to Monday Night Raw.
Great ending to Monday Night Raw. I love the setup with Edge. I know a lot of people have an issue with it just simply because they were going very far with it, with Seth saying, you know, especially when Seth said something to the effect of, well, I'm going to kill him anyway. I thought it was fine. There was never any real threat.
Yeah, he was fine.
It did what it was supposed to do. It put John Cena in a position where he has no choice. He has to bring the authority back. My only issue with it is I would not have had the authority come out. I would have had them show up next week on Monday Night Raw.
Right. But they came out showing that, well, they are indeed the masterminds behind Seth Rollins.
So Seth brought Mom and Dad back, and he's really happy.
And they now have a new Uncle Paul in their stable.
But things are probably about to go down.
Yeah. So what will happen next week on Monday Night Raw? Guess we'll find out.
Dean and Bray are going to kill each other. That's all you need to know.
Dean and Bray are going to kill each other. The Authority is back. I can't wait. I can't wait for SmackDown. This was a good Raw. Stuff happened, which you can say hasn't happened in a while, so stuff has happened. Which is good, and we'll talk more about it Thursday night on the Rack.
That's right. We've got news, we've got notes, we've got a ton of stuff for you, so don't want to miss it Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
It is the Rack's New Year's Day celebration.
Expect me to be extremely hungover.
Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Check out the YouTube channel at YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday night, midnight ish. After Cards Against Humanity, we will be having CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. We'll have Subway's Tales from Las Vegas. Did he go to the Britney Spears concert? How many selfies has the one man taken? We will answer all those questions and more on CB Radio. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBands. Dana, Sunday night is Russell Talk Radio live at 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show live at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on iTunes, Stitcher, just search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And as mentioned at the top of the show, tune in radio. Get the app, it's free. Search Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard. Same as the Twitter, and listen to The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock. We'll see you next Monday night. Everyone have a safe and happy new year. We'll see you in 2015.
Bye. Too close to the fire, yet cold and-